Not one, not two, but three of the Boston area's biggest art institutions are in the market for new leadership. The directors at the Museum of Fine Arts, the Harvard Art Museums, and the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum will all be stepping down soon. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on this changing of the guards.
When asked where she'd like to talk about her tenure, Anne Hawley chooses Isabella Stewart Gardner's early Italian room in the original Palazzo building. Surrounded by 15th century masterworks, the museum director points to Piera della Francesca's reimagining of the Roman Hercules.
Who, instead of looking like a tough guy, you know, and all brawn, is so reflective and contemplative, and it really does make a statement about the Renaissance and the kind of thinking about mankind that was going on.
According to a new report by the Art Museum Directors Association, about 43% of museum directors today are women. Hawley says that was not the case when she took her position 25 years ago.
I came along in the era of the heroic male museum director. You know, there was Carter Brown at the National Gallery and Tom Hoving at the Met, and we all looked up to these heroes. I think that era is over.
Hawley says the public service ethos of the 60s drove her generation of directors, and they helped usher in an expansion of the nation's art museums. New institutions opened, older ones got updates and facelifts. Hawley has helped pave the way for a new era at the Gardner after overseeing construction of a new building and fulfilling a $180 million capital campaign. She says now it's time to make way for a new generation.
We're in great financial shape. We have really built our endowment. We have strong financial structures. We have a new building. This building is in good shape. Even despite the snow and a few leaks, it's nothing like it used to be. So I think we have left a legacy that's a strong one.
Just last week, Hawley was accused of neglecting damaging leaks in the historic structure's roof. Each of the outgoing directors has fielded criticism over the years. Malcolm Rogers, for example, courted controversy repeatedly for populist exhibitions at the Museum of Fine Arts featuring fancy cars, yachts, and jewelry. Rogers is stepping aside after a 20-year tenure that included the construction of a $500 million Art of the Americas wing. He finds it interesting that these three Boston area museum directors are leaving around the same time.
First of all, everybody's going to be looking for candidates. There'll be a lot of hot gossip, I imagine, in town as this goes on. But what it also means much more materially is it's going to be a time of real change, and change is always an opportunity.
The MFA, Gardner, and Harvard Art Museums are all trying to figure out how they need to change in the 21st century. As for directors, Rogers says they're expected to be art experts, educators, fundraisers, and managers.
In fact, you're running something like a medium-sized corporation, but where every shareholder, in my case, donors, has a different bottom line for the institution. So it's a fascinating diplomatic job, if you see what I mean.
I think as audience expectations are changing, museums are changing as well.
Along with the museum director's role, says Christine Anagnes, president of the Association of Art Museum Directors. Her organization has been tracking movement in the field.
Besides the Boston Three, Brooklyn is searching for a director. The Morgan here in New York is searching for a director. So there are a lot of institutions that are going through this generational change.
If an institution isn't in a state of change, it's dying. You know, it's in a state of withering.
That's Deborah Cao, chief curator at the Harvard Art Museums, which reopened this fall after a decade-long expansion project. The outgoing director, Tom Lenz, didn't want to be interviewed, but Cao applauds his leadership through the university museum's long, disruptive transformation. She says filling the director positions around town will not be a one-size-fits-all proposition. Boston's new chief of arts and culture, Julie Burrows, says all of this new blood should inject energy into the larger cultural ecosystem.
Discovering that with a fresh set of eyes and different skill sets and new expertises and perhaps a fresh board, a different population in the city, I mean, it's all actually really exciting.
Burroughs hopes the new directors will collaborate with her on creating Boston's new cultural plan and says it would help if they stick around so she can tap their knowledge and expertise.
So Anne Hawley very graciously offered me her personal tour of the Gardner Museum, and it was a total pinch me day. It was fantastic, but she really has done so much.
There's absolutely always, I think, a special challenge when anybody follows a leader of such long standing who has had such an impact.
Steve Kidder, president of the Isabella Stewart Gardner's Board of Trustees, says the job won't be easy for Anne Hawley's replacement. For one thing, raising money through traditional channels is harder.
I think, unfortunately, foundation support for museums has changed, and that's one of the new challenges that not just the Gardner Museum, but all museums are facing these days.
Kidder says the trustee's role at the Gardner will not change and believes the museum is well-positioned to evolve. That's a critical concern in the digital age for Institute of Contemporary Art director Jill Medvedow.
For decades, museums were places of authority and they were places of the past, but that is changing. What I see is that audiences, both online and at our museums, are looking for an exchange.
Medvedow isn't stepping down and oversaw construction of her own institution's new building and move to Boston's waterfront.
The sign of achievement for a museum director of this generation has been literally building a building.
Greg Cook is a critic for WBUR's culture blog, The Artery, and says the Boston area is lucky to have so many updated monumental art museums, but he still has a ton of questions.
I wonder, like, now that all these buildings are built, how does a museum director get judged now? Is it still about physical construction projects? Like, is your stature based on the art you bring in or the shows you produce more? I'd hope that would be the case, but I don't know. It'll be fascinating to see where it goes from here.
Cook adds one area where all of the museums haven't been strong is including local artists into the programming and collections. He says he'd love to see their world-class status help us become a world-class community of art makers. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.